Our focus today for schools are school leaders. They often get the brunt of criticism. When something goes wrong, they're often the first to be blamed. But God has a way for us to support and hold them accountable. Leaders require our commitment and obedience in prayer. He urges us to pray for them with thanksgiving, knowing that He placed them in those positions. It says in 1 Timothy 2, 1 through 4, "First of all, then I urge supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good and pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of truth." When was the last time you prayed for a school leader or got on their case about something they decided? These leaders oversee the operation of the school, the district, or an individual school. Some of their titles that we're going to pray for today are the Board of Education, Superintendent, Assistant Superintendent, Principal, Assistant Principal, Athletic Director, and all the other directors of various activities. Let's stop and pray for them to make leadership decisions that affect students, staff, faculty, and schools. And let's lift them up in prayer that those serving and attending will have a peaceful and quiet school year. So Lord, we lift up all those that are major players in making decisions, that have the oversight of areas of responsibility. We start with the Board of Education, who are ultimately responsible for the decision making in a school made up of elected community members, usually five. We pray, God, that these people will be responsible and take into account the recommendations of the superintendent and the parents and the majority, that they won't make decisions based on bad ideology that is against your standards, but they will truly care for the student and for the safety and education of each person there, those that are providing the education, supporting the education, and the ones getting educated. We lift up the superintendent. We pray, God, they who oversee the daily operations of a school district as a whole and provide recommendations to the school board in various ways. We pray you would grant them wisdom, grace, high ethics, high standards, and that they truly would stand on behalf of what are the true needs logistically, that they will manage the finances and the budgets well, along with the assistant superintendent that does the same and more. We lift up the principal and any assistant principals that are helping at any school, and we pray, God, that you would grant them grace. It's a big job, and they're usually there longer. Though they get paid more, they're usually live there a lot and are called first when things happen at the school. So we pray, God, that they would have a balance in their family and life. We pray, God, as they interview people, they will definitely seek teachers and staff members who will not harm but help the students. We pray for those that are like athletic directors that oversee all sorts of different things, scheduling and trying to get more people to come to their events to help provide monies to offset the expenses the school has. We pray, God, you would watch over them, help them to be healthy and encouraging. Many a student has bragged about the coaches that they've had. So we pray, God, that these coaches will literally be life changers in helping students see beyond themselves and the importance of teamwork. We pray for each of these people that they will come to know you, Jesus, if they don't already. And if they do, that they will bless you in Jesus' name.